Welcome to the Ashes to Wings podcast, where we tell stories of overcomers and give you tips and tricks to living a fuller, more embodied life. Here's your host, Jenny O'Connor.
Hey friends, today we're going to talk about the power of yes and. If you've never done improv before, there's a game called Yes And. You team up with one or more partners and co-create a story, taking turns to add details. Each time your partner adds something, you respond with, yes, and add your contribution. It's a powerful team builder and creates a judgment-free space that's expansive and open to creativity. The tricky part is, even if they throw something out there that makes zero sense to you, you still respond with, yes, and find a way to make it work. We can also do this in our personal lives. Rather than limiting our beliefs and our mindsets, we can work on ways to yes and our lives. So I want to do a little activity with you. Wherever you are, unless you're driving, of course, I want you to sit or lie down comfortably and close your eyes. Take a moment to be with your breath and relax. Without changing anything, I just want you to notice what happens in your body when I say the phrase, no, but. No, but. No, but. And now notice what happens in your body when I say, yes, but. Yes, but. Yes, but. And finally, notice what happens in your body when I say, yes, and. Yes, and. Yes, and it's likely when you hear the phrase no, but you feel some tension in your body. Maybe there was pressure in your chest, or your face flushed, or your jaw tightened. The phrase no, but typically causes shutdown in your body. Picture you've just presented your boss with a really great idea and ask if you can implement it. Your boss says no, but. You likely don't feel seen or heard. You probably resent them a little and feel quashed creatively. In fact, you may rethink bringing new ideas to that person again. When you hear the phrase, yes, but, you might have felt a bit let down. You got your hopes up when you heard that yes, only to have them crushed with a but. This usually signals a condition that you need to meet or a restriction that will be enforced. It doesn't feel very expansive or like a creative space. When I said yes and, how did you feel? Did you feel an electric excitement? Maybe your heart beat a little faster? Maybe you were curious to hear what I was going to say next? Yes and opens opportunities and doors for creative exploration. It sets limitations aside, even if just for a moment. While this is obviously helpful in relationships, you can also use this in your own mind. When making a decision, instead of limiting your options, how can you yes and it? When visualizing your future, how can you yes and it? So try this today, maybe with a significant other or a child or a coworker, and maybe just with yourself. When you show the people around you that you're curious and excited to co-create with them, you may see them light up in ways they never have before. Make sure you let me know how it went. Until then, see you next time. It's time for another review shout out. This one comes from Mom of FM and says, I know Jenny from the pole dance studio that she owns, Studio Phoenix, and just from knowing her, I knew that her podcast would be great. However, I was wrong. It was amazing. It exceeded my expectations, and you can't go wrong taking a listen to it yourself. Thank you so much, Mom of FM. What an amazing review. Make sure you leave us a rating and review, and you might just hear your review read on the air.
Thanks for listening. The best way to learn is to teach someone else. So take one thing you learned today and share it with a friend. Find Jenny on Instagram at @the_Jenny_O'Connor and online at JennyO'Connor.com. Subscribe for new episodes. Until next time, rise above.